up with the Wolf.
Can I get you a cup of coffee or an absinthe enema?
6-106.
It is 6:50.
And today's going to warm up really nicely. We'll be at 46 degrees, currently 27. So I went down to, you know, visit my buds down in the Hudson Valley. And it's always fun to see.
In other words, she went to Woodstock and smoked pot.
Exactly. I did not.
Using the word buds.
I went to, but one of my friends who lives in Hurley, Kingston, basically, she was telling me that she's on the Lovey, you know the date sites, right?
Mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish and all
the She's
other
on Plenty of Fish, which is just like the Do Me Now site.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's totally like...
Plenty of Fish?
Yeah.
It's like, this site is free, and do me.
Women would have objected to the name.
That's what I said to her.
You know, I met my perfect match on eTuna.com.
It's like, invest 20 bucks.
I just started a new website for horny rednecks.
What's it called?
Bangabilly. Bangabilly.com.
Guilty of drive-by laughter all morning long. Waking up with the Wolf. Pigs 106.
It is 7:28.
And today's looking very mild. Temperatures warming up to 46 to 50 degrees, depending on where you are. Right now, we're at 27.
All right. We're going to get to the Oscars in a minute. Let's start what's up, though, with what's viral on the web.
What's up, Cracker? You better tell me what's up. Don't make me reach through this radio.
Two quick things. A kid with a broken arm goes to the hospital and gets given morphine. And somehow they videotaped, or the father decided to videotape the kid because he was, you know, stoned out of his brains on morphine and was laughing.
Oh my gosh. What a joke. Everything's in slow motion. Damn.
Life can be good on the morph. And then there's a video that's viral that I posted at pix106.com. I'm going to play it in. This kid is breakdancing, okay, in his house, practicing breakdancing. Not doing very well. Okay, he's dancing around, trying to do it. He's falling, smashing himself, groaning. And finally, his mother comes in.
I'm tired of hearing you flip-flop up and down. Are you going to keep going until you break something, Alex? Is that your plan?
No.
Look at your ankles.
It's okay.
This ankle is totally swollen.
Oh. I know.
Stop. You are not going to be the great break dancer you think you are. It's not going to work. You're good, but you're going to destroy your body before you get up to those little Asians level.
Waking up with the Wolf.
Now we really have to work on the show.
Maybe we should start at 4:20, right? Marijuana reference.
The Wolf in the Morning on Pix 106.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Happy Monday. Cloudy right now. We actually could see a little bit of rain later on this afternoon, but temperatures warming right up to the upper 40s, close to 50.
Now, we are going to be giving away the following. It's a pretty cool prize. You get a couple of tickets on Amtrak. You get to see the 3 p.m. matinee performance of Spider-Man.
Wow.
Turn Off the Dark on Broadway. Now, every day at 8:10, we're going to take calls on a different aspect of lying. Now, if you call up, we'll take three calls. If we put you on the air, you're in the drawing. All right?
Very exciting play.
So, we've all lied to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
What is the funniest lie you ever told your kids? 476-9799. Go ahead, Ellen.
I told my son he was a genius. No, he really was.
Wow.
And you know that he's not.
No, he's not. But I thought, you know, positive, you know, thinking. I was into that.
How did he find out that he wasn't?
When he got his report card.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, let's take some calls.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, funniest lie you ever told your kids. Ray.
Yes, sir.
You're a genius.
Funniest thing I ever told my daughter was I told her they took her birthday off the calendar so she wasn't getting anything, and she actually believed me.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
you blew out my candle.
And she was 21.
Did you know?
How old was she, Ray?
At least it was 6.
Yeah, I lied to my kid about his birthday.
You did?
Yeah, when he was like 3.
Didn't celebrate it on that day?
No. We told him it was Saturday. It was really like Thursday. Leslie, biggest lie you ever told your kids?
My husband told my daughter that he was going to shoot the Easter Bunny, and he always plays around with he's going to shoot Rudolph and shoot that big fat red guy, you know.
Right. So you're married to Satan.
No, he's just an avid, he's a hunter, but anyway.
Well, wait a minute. You can't fluff off... I'm going to shoot the Easter Bunny by saying he's a hunter.
I know. I mean, yeah, she was only six, so she's 14 now. And we went out to, you know, gather the eggs, and there was rabbit hair everywhere.
Right.
Like, he certainly thought he shot the Easter Bunny. Now, I don't know what... I mean, there was rabbit
now,
hair everywhere.
You know what? You know, Leslie, I would have gotten a big bunny head and put it on the wall.
Jeez.
You're in the drawing, Leslie. Thank you very much. All right, last call. Terry, you're on. Go.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
For Christmas, I told the kids, they came out Christmas morning and there was nothing under the tree. And I told them the Santa Claus forgot all about them. They didn't get nothing this year. I let it wait for like a half an hour or so, and then I finally walked them out into the garage and saw everything that they got. But the look on their face was priceless.
You should see our look.
Wow. Welcome to Good Dad Day.
Were your kids six?
No. They looked like they were sick.
Were they crying?
They started to. I think that was at the point where my wife said, that's long enough. That's long enough.
Yeah.
Take them out and show them.
Yeah. You're my kind of guy, actually.
God.
That's kind of funny. Terry, you're in the...
That's so mean.
That's terrible.
You're in the draw.
If these guys ran the space program, they'd be the first to land on Mexico.
Hola.
Waking up with the Wolf. Pix 106.